Yeah, success is good. We played for a long time without too much success, and so you know, we have a little taste of it. It's sweet. You know, it still kind of blows my mind. You know, when I actually used to do things like pay attention to charts when I was, you know, a kid in high school or even in college or whatever, bands like us didn't get into the top five, you know, or top ten. They rarely got into the top 200, you know. So something's changed about the way that I don't know, maybe it's more serious music fans are the only ones that are buying music anymore or something.
Public radio stations have been playing a lot of rock music, indie rock. Do you kind of get that halo effect of being on public radio when they say, oh, we hear you on NPR?
What is the halo effect?
When you have an association with something that people like, they go, oh, you must be good because you're with them. You know? Like, we hear you on public radio.
There probably are people like that, you know. There are probably also people who buy music because it's on, now that's what I call music. Everybody's got their thing that they subscribe to is the real deal. I don't know. NPR is not a bad one to have champion you, you know.
Do you listen to a lot of NPR?
Yeah.
What's your favorite NPR show?
Well, I listen to Fresh Air pretty often, and it just depends on if I'm home. If I'm home, then I'm driving, and if I'm driving, then I'm going to be listening to the radio.
Well, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for talking to me. I was getting lonely in here. Don't make me a target. Target. Don't make me a target. No, don't make me a target.